What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Bill Rossetti, Panthers Wire, back with you guys. It is Thursday, March 21st, and if you are a college basketball nut like me, you know that the NCAA tournament gets in full effect today. In fact, very shortly from the time we are recording. Very excited. I love the NCAA tournament, especially the first couple days. I mean, where else are you going to get 16 awesome basketball games each of the first 2 days, or over the span of a day, and 32 games of this caliber over the first 2 days of the tournament? It's absolutely exciting. And even Saturday and Sunday is very exciting as well. So I thought, why not? And I saw this idea somewhere else from another team on social media, so I thought it was a really good idea. I thought, why not look at the Panthers' roster and see which players are from colleges that are in the NCAA tournament and which players have the best chance to be the kind of last one standing and have the bragging rights of having their player or their college be the last team or the furthest team standing, or possibly the national champion, as it were. But I thought that was a pretty good idea. So we're going to dig in and look at what teams or what players represent which schools that are in the tournament, and then who has the best chance to advance through the tournament. So, in looking at the players on the colleges, we've got 30 players on the current Panthers roster representing 19 of the 68 schools that made it into the NCAA tournament, and 64 left, as all of them have still advanced. So, to run through by school. So, obviously, Cam Newton at the top, both in quarterback and in alphabetical order of the schools, as he, of course, went to Auburn. They are a number 5 seed opening against New Mexico State. Ross Cockrell is actually the only player from on the Panthers from Duke, the overall number 1 seed opening against North Dakota State. Graham Gano is a Seminole. His Florida State team takes on Vermont in a 4-13 matchup. Brian Cox is the only Gator. He'll watch his 10 seed Florida team take on Nevada. Kyle Allen, of course, from Houston. They are a number 3 seed. They'll open against Georgia State. Reggie Bonifant, the undrafted running back from last year, went to Louisville. His 7th seeded Cardinals take on Minnesota. 3 players will watch LSU take on Yale: Dante Jackson, Eric Reed, and Trey Turner. Also have 3 players from Maryland: Jermaine Carter, DJ Moore, and Torrey Smith. They will take on Belmont after Belmont, of course, beat Temple in the first 4. We've got 1 player from Minnesota. That's Jonathan Celestin. They, of course, take on Louisville. So you got a matchup there between Bonifant and Celestin. Then it's Curtis Samuel, of course, the former Buckeye. Ohio State takes on Iowa State in the first round. Darrell Williams is the Sooner out of Oklahoma. They'll take on Ole Miss. Even Taylor Heinicke's Old Dominion Monarchs made it to the tournament. They, of course, won the Conference USA tournament. They will take on Purdue. Then you got a pair of players from Ole Miss that will be essentially going up against Darrell Williams: Woodrow Hamilton and Marquise Haynes. Kawan Short goes up against Taylor Heinicke, as Short, of course, is from Purdue, and it'll be Purdue against Old Dominion. Rashawn Golden and Michael Pilardi are former Volunteers. Tennessee is a number 2 seed taking on Colgate. And then the school that actually has the most representation on the Panthers, North Carolina, the number 1 seed in the Midwest. They are taking on Iona, Elijah Hood, Denoris Searcy, Andre Smith, and Landon Turner. We've got 1 player from Utah State, that is Tyler Larson. They, of course, take on Washington, and he will actually be going up against Elijah Qualls and Shaq Thompson, the former Huskies. And then 2 players from Virginia, Quinn Blanding and Andre Lavrone, as Virginia takes on Gardner Webb. So there's the players, 30 players representing 19 schools. Who's going to be the last man standing? Well, there's a couple options here, and let's dig into them as we go through these first-round matchups. So let's start right off with Cam Newton, Auburn taking on New Mexico State. Everybody loves picking the 5 versus 12 matchups. This is an intriguing one that could be a possible 12-5 upset, but I've actually got Auburn advancing past New Mexico State and actually advancing to the Sweet 16, beating Kansas. So I think Cam Newton is going to see his alma mater get into the second weekend, winning a couple games. Ross Cockrell of Duke, listen, we've all seen the dominant performance of Duke thus far this season. You know, Zion Williamson obviously going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Duke the number one overall seed. They should have no problem with North Dakota State. And, I mean, let's face it, Duke's set for a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Graham Gano with Florida State. I think they get past Vermont. And then I believe it sets them up against, as I double-check the bracket, I know they're in the West region. Florida State would then go up against either Marquette or Murray State, which, I mean, that's one of the highlight games, I think, of this first round. Marquette and Murray State, Marcus Howard and Ja Morant, two strong players. Ja Morant could be a top pick in the NBA draft. I've got Murray State winning that game, but then I've got Florida State beating Marquette, or Florida State beating Murray State, excuse me. So I think Graham Gano will see his Seminoles get to the Sweet 16, but I think the run ends against Gonzaga. Duke, like I said, we'll get to them in a bit because I've got a fun matchup for the national championship. Brian Cox of Florida. I think the Gators beat Nevada. I think the inconsistency of Nevada has really caught up to them. It's what led them to end up being a 7 seed in the tournament instead of possibly higher, especially for a team that was preseason top 10. So I've got Florida winning in the first round, but then I've got them losing to Michigan in the second round. So far, we've got Cam Newton in the Sweet 16. We've got Duke in the Sweet 16, or Cam Newton, Ross Cockrell, and Graham Gano in the Sweet 16. Brian Cox out in the first round. Kyle Allen, I think, has a good chance to see his team make it to at least the Sweet 16. I actually think they're going to, in my bracket, I've actually got Houston in the Elite Eight, as I think Houston beats Georgia State. Then I have them beating Iowa State, which is actually bad news then for Curtis Samuel, because that means Ohio State gets knocked out in the first round. And then I've actually got them playing Wofford in the Sweet 16. I've got Wofford beating Kentucky in the second round, and then I've got Houston beating Wofford in the Sweet 16 to get to the Elite Eight. So Houston, it's going to be a good run, I think, for Kyle Allen. Reggie Bonifant going up against Jonathan Celestin, Minnesota against Louisville, and kind of the Rick Pitino Bowl. In fact, that game, by the time you guys hear this, that game will have actually already started because that's the first game tipping off. But I've got Louisville coming out of that game, so edge goes to Reggie Bonifant, but then the winner runs likely right smack into Michigan State. And so it's not going to be a long run for either Bonifant or Celestin, whoever wins that game. I didn't pick this upset in my bracket, but if there is a 3 seed that I think is in most danger of being on upset alert, it is LSU, where we have Dante Jackson, Eric Reed, and Trey Turner. Yale's a very good team, and I think they could give LSU fits. And remember, LSU now was in the middle of that mess with the Will Wade situation. He, of course, is suspended. So if any high seed is on upset alert, it is definitely LSU. I've got LSU winning this game, but then I've got them losing to Belmont in the second round, which, oh, by the way, that's bad news for Jermaine Carter, DJ Moore, and Torrey Smith, the 3 former Terrapins. So, sorry, guys, but I think you're going to get bounced in round 1. We talked about Celestin. I think Minnesota loses to Louisville. Curtis Samuel, I just mentioned. I think Ohio State loses to Iowa State. Then we got Darrell Williams against the pair of Woodrow Hamilton and Marquise Haynes as Oklahoma takes on Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss a little bit more than Oklahoma, so I've got Ole Miss advancing, where they would actually run into Virginia, which is where we see Quinn Blanding and Andre Lavrone. And I've got Virginia, of course, coming out of that game to get to the Sweet 16. And then going down the line, again, the battle of Kaywon Short versus Taylor Heinicke, Purdue versus Old Dominion. And, I mean, Purdue is just, I think it's just going to be too strong of a team for Old Dominion. But they've obviously got the magical story, does Old Dominion, with their coach finding out that he's battling cancer. So anything they do in the tournament, is even just getting here, is just a magical run for Old Dominion. But I do think Purdue advances. Tennessee versus Colgate, Rashawn Golden, Michael Pilardi. Tennessee, I think they might be close for a little bit, but then I think Tennessee pulls away. I've actually got Tennessee going pretty deep. And then UNC, like I said, the four players, Elijah Hood, Denoris Searcy, Andre Smith, Landon Turner, should have no problem with Iona. And that, I think, will set them up for a second-round matchup with Tyler Larson, because I think Utah State beats Washington. Utah State is very good. That'll be an that should be a really good second-round game between North Carolina and Utah State, but I think UNC will come out of that one. And then that actually takes care of all the games, so that would actually eliminate Elijah Qualls and Shaq Thompson. So, looking at some matchups now deeper into the tournament. So that actually sets us up a couple of matchups, as we've got Cam Newton of Auburn going up, because, again, I've got Auburn beating New Mexico State, and I think they beat Kansas. So we've actually got Cam Newton going up against the quartet of Hood, Searcy, Smith, and Turner, UNC against Auburn, and I like UNC in that one. I have them going to the Elite Eight, where I have them facing the fighting Kyle Allens, as it were. It'll be Cam Newton. It'll be the two quarterbacks going against each other, Cam Newton and Kyle Allen, because I've got UNC going against Houston in the Elite Eight, and I've got UNC going to the final. So unfortunately, Cam Newton out, Kyle Allen out, so the quartet will knock out all the quarterbacks, and it'll be the quartet representing the Midwest region in the Final Four. In the South, let's talk about that a little bit. I've actually got Purdue losing to Villanova, so Kaywon Short will get knocked out in the second round. Tennessee will meet them in the Sweet 16, and then I think they get to the Elite Eight against Virginia. So I think you will see Golden and Pilardi going up against Blanding and Lavrone, and I've got Tennessee getting to the Final Four, where they would match up against North Carolina. Back in the East, we talked about Duke. They would actually, I have them beating North Dakota State, beating UCF, and then eventually matching up with Virginia Tech in the Sweet 16, getting to the Elite Eight, where they will take on Michigan State. So that would, again, knock out Bonifant comes off the board. Celestin comes off the board. Jackson, Reed, and Turner come off the board, because, again, I've got them losing to Belmont. And then nobody else on the Panthers has a team in that region. And, of course, I have Duke in the Final Four. So Cockrell is left. And when we look back at the West, again, Graham Gano, Florida State, got them in Sweet 16, but I've got them losing to Gonzaga, who I have going to the Elite Eight against, I actually have them going up against Texas Tech. I have Texas Tech beating Northern Kentucky, then Texas Tech over Buffalo, and then Texas Tech over Michigan. So, again, that means the Gator, Brian Cox, is out, and then I've got Gonzaga over Texas Tech in the Elite Eight. So that leaves us with three teams represented by Panthers in the Final Four. Ross Cockrell and Duke, the quartet of Elijah Hood, Denoris Searcy, Andre Smith, and Landon Turner of North Carolina, and then the pairing of Rashawn Golden and Michael Pilardi of Tennessee. UNC over, and again, these are from my picks, UNC over Tennessee, Duke, because again, like I said, Tennessee over Virginia, UNC over Tennessee. Gonzaga over, or I'm sorry, Duke over Gonzaga. That leaves us with Ross Cockrell against Hood, Searcy, Smith, and Turner in the final. And I've got North Carolina cutting down the nets in Minneapolis, which means I've got Elijah Hood, Denoris Searcy, Andre Smith, and Landon Turner all having bragging rights as being alma maters of the 2019 National Champions, North Carolina. And there is your NCAA tournament bracket picks in the sense of what Panthers are alive. So, again, I've got a couple players. So that would mean Hood, Searcy, Smith, and Turner, Galdon, Pilardi, and Ross Cockrell will be in the Final Four. But I've got UNC winning it all. And overall, a solid performance for a bunch of the North and South Carolina teams, since we've also got Wofford in the Sweet 16. Well, listen, like I said, I love the NCAA tournament. I hope you guys, too. Again, by the time it starts, it will have already tipped off. In fact, as I'm finishing recording, I believe the first game has tipped off. Louisville versus Minnesota. But enjoy the games. Enjoy the tournament. And we'll certainly keep track of this to see what teams are still alive and what players are still alive and who has the best chance to, like I said, make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. But that'll do it for this edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. By the way, too, I have to mention, because we've got a big new addition, we'll say, with the Locked On Podcast Network, partnering with Himalaya, the awesome podcasting app Himalaya. They are absolutely fantastic. They are the U.S. arm of the big international audio streaming and sharing platform Zimalaya. And Himalaya now will be offering a bigger help to us with the podcasting network. So now not only can you listen to us on Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, and not only can you tell your car in your smart device to play podcasts, whatever podcast, like, you know, Locked On Panthers, now you can also listen on the podcasting app Himalaya. So that's a big event for us, so we're very excited to have them on board. So again, check out Himalaya. That's Himalaya. And again, so you could listen to the Himalaya podcast app as well as everywhere else, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. And when you get in your car, all you got to do is just tell your smart device, if you have one, to play podcast Locked On Panthers. So with that happy thought in mind, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy the tournament. And we will be back next time to talk more Panthers and more tournament and whatever other kind of news we have. So until next time, Bill Rossetti, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends.